Welcome to the World War II Monument. During World War II, almost 5,000 Bristol men and women served in all branches of the armed forces throughout the world. This monument is a Gold Star honor roll of the 139 Bristol men who, quote, gave the last full measure of devotion, end quote. Among the names listed are two popular Bristol High School teachers. Lieutenant Anthony Petrosky died in Okinawa while with the U.S. Army 27th Division. Captain Edmund Zbikowski was the first Bristol serviceman to die in World War II. While serving with the 803rd Aviation Engineers Battalion, Captain Zbikowski died of wounds received in action on Corregidor during a Japanese air raid. The last Bristol man to die in World War II served in the United States Navy. Photographer's mate, Second Class Bronislav Zukowski, was 20 years old when he died in a plane crash in Japan. 15 of the 139 Bristol Gold Star servicemen were officers, five of whom were pilots and one was a navigator. One officer, Wilbur Blakesley, flew a Corsair for the famed Marine Corps Black Sheep Squadron. He was reported as missing in action in the South Pacific August 6, 1943, and later declared officially dead as of that date. Three U.S. Army prisoners of war died in Japanese captivity. Private Philip Hoskins, who embarked from San Francisco in 1941 and was never heard from again by his family, died a year and a half later in a Philippines prison camp. One West Point graduate, Lieutenant Colonel Claire Conselman, was attached to General MacArthur's staff on Corregidor and was captured when the fortress fell in 1942. He died in 1945 when the unmarked Hell Ship carrying American POWs was bombed by United States planes into Cow Harbor, Formosa. Another Bristol officer, Lieutenant John Lynch, who had been attached to a B-17 unit at Clark Field, also died on his Hell Ship at Tokau Harbor the same month by Navy dive bombers. Two Bristol infantrymen, both captured at the Battle of the Bulge, died in German prisoner of war camps from wounds received in action. Private Ernest Bacon, while in Stalag 4B, Marlberg, Germany, and Private Richard Ensign in a Luxembourg prison camp. Two Bristol brothers, sons of Italian immigrants, died in the Italian campaign. Philip Testa was a rifleman in the U.S. Army Company M, 30th Infantry, and had fought through the campaigns in Africa and Sicily without wounds, but was killed in Salerno in 1943. 1 year later, Rocco Testa, a gunner in an anti-tank company, was overseas for only 3 months when he was killed in the attack on Anzio Beachhead. Also killed in action on the Anzio Beachhead was Ignacy Lazarski. As a volunteer in Company C, 4th Ranger Battalion, Special Services Forces, he had already served in Tunisia, Foggia, and the Arno and been wounded in the invasion of Sicily. Another Bristol man also served in a commando-type unit. Merrill's Marauders was a U.S. Army Special Operations Jungle Warfare unit which fought in the China-Burma-India theater. During the invasion of a Japanese airfield, Private Edward Zaransky was wounded in action and died in Burma. One member of the U.S. Coast Guard made the supreme sacrifice. Motor Machinist Third Mate Harold Rheinflesch was a gunner on a tanker stationed in Dutch New Guinea and died from an accident. Radio man Edwin Ardensky was the only member of the Merchant Marine killed from Bristol. His Liberty ship SS Paul Hamilton was hit and sunk by a flying torpedo launched by a German bomber in the Mediterranean Sea. 504 officers and men died. To learn more about all the 139 Gold Star men and about hometown Bristol, refer to the book Bristol, Connecticut in World War II published in 1947 by the Bristol War Historical Committee.